Matt Bevan is here with a look at what's making news around the world. What have you got for us this morning, Matt?
Well, look, Hamish, a bit more information about the boys inside the cave in Thailand has been emerging overnight. Agence France-Presse has been looking into the family of one of the boys, Pirafat Sompeng Jai, who is known by the nickname Knight. As in nighttime, not, knight on a horse. He's apparently the goalkeeper for the football team who have become trapped in the cave. And the 23rd of June, the day that they went into the cave, was his 16th birthday. His relatives say that his football team all bought snacks and went into the cave as a bit of a birthday treat for him. His family says that they suspect that it was those snacks that kept the boys nourished for the 10 days inside the cave. While the boys were at football practice and in the cave, Knight's family were preparing for his birthday party when he got home. They had a stack of presents, a birthday cake and dinner ready, but Knight never arrived. He lives in a home near the cave, which also houses three other members of the football team. His family still have the presents and cake ready, waiting for Knight's rescue. At the cave entrance itself, there is an enormous number of people milling about. There are the rescuers and family, but also the classmates of the boys who have been singing. Meanwhile, in the area around the cave entrance, rescue teams have been rehearsing getting the boys from the cave entrance to ambulances on stretchers, doing dry runs from the cave mouth to the ambulances to make sure that there's no unforeseen problems. They're also installing a high-speed internet line in the cave. They haven't got it all the way to the boys yet, but they're ideally wanting to make it so that they can have video calls with their family. But they have managed to record more video and bring it out. It isn't in English, so I won't play it here, but the BBC's Howard Johnson has described what happens in the video.
A few videos were actually released last night, and we saw that the medic who's with them, there's two divers with the 13 at the moment down there, giving them constant support, giving them energy gels to revive them after this long ordeal. He's been joking with the boys. He said to them that they could expect to get better healthcare from a prettier nurse when they come out of the cave. The boys laughed at that joke. We've seen that them smiling, cheering down there. A few of the boys at the back looked a little bit weaker, emaciated, but still in good spirits. One weakly held up his hand and gave a V sign when the camera went past him. These boys have obviously been through a very long and very arduous experience down there, but it's good that they have these two Thai Navy medics who are helping them to get through this period.
Those Thai Navy SEAL medics that Howard Johnson mentioned there are pretty devoted to this cause. Ben Raymonds, who is a member of the dive team, says they are willing to stay with the boys no matter what.
There's two volunteer Navy SEAL doctors that actually sacrifice themselves to stay with the kids up to 3 to 4 months until the water recedes.
As for the actual rescue, there is a lot of conflicting information about the plan. Today's Australian is reporting that they understand that they may be in a hurry to get the boys out before monsoon rains return on the weekend. British diving expert Bill Whitehouse told NBC that more rain could make diving conditions worse.
Once the cave floods seriously again, with the amount of water going through and the current and the visibility in the water, it may be that diving operations will become impossible like they were last week.
That could potentially get in the way of the rescue operation, but it could also get in the way of the support personnel coming in and out. So supplies and support could become more difficult to get through. The Oz suggests that the SEALs think rescue conditions right now might be about as good as it's going to get. They think they can get the boys out safely, so they're going to go for it. The BBC's Howard Johnson, though, has outlined some of the problems with that.
It normally takes an adult 3 days to learn how to dive, so I think it's going to take a lot longer to teach the 13 how to use that equipment. Of course, they're still pumping water, hoping that that might still be an alternative to reduce the levels in the cave so that they can simply walk out. But there's a lot of water in there.
Yesterday on RN Breakfast, Australian cave diver Ron Allum said if the boys can practice swimming around the cave a bit and don't panic, then it might be worth attempting to get them out that way.
If they can handle a swim around in the lake before they get into that overhead environment, I think they could probably, they could probably do it. They'd have to be, very comfortable and, not show any apprehension to being underwater. And but you know, if there's any apprehension there, I wouldn't even attempt it.
The swim is long and terrifying, though. There is one part of the route where the gap is too narrow for an adult to get through while wearing oxygen masks. They need to take the tanks off in order to get through. They also apparently will need to use climbing equipment at one point to get up a steep slope. There was a lot of discussion yesterday about having the luxury of time, meaning that it's not worth risking the dangerous trip out. But if the conditions are going to get more dangerous, that may change the equation. The BBC is also reporting that unknown factors, including the possibility of dangerous animals like snakes in the cave or of contamination from bat droppings, may be a concern. But things are still looking positive at the moment, Hamish, and they are still singing there at the entrance.
You've got that on a loop outside, don't you? Matt Bevan, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again later on. It is 9 minutes to 7.